You are listening to Larry Connors, USA.
You want answers?
I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth!
You can't handle the truth!
This is Larry Connors, USA. Larry Connors, USA.
These same Democrats who are telling us to trust the vote, to trust the integrity of this election, were the same ones who told us you could trust the Steele dossier. They were the same ones who said you can trust the anonymous impeachment whistleblower that we never got to cross-examine. Frankly, we don't even know his name. So they're the same people telling us now, oh, that everything's fine. I think we should be able to find out for ourselves. And as I said before, I think 73 million Americans want to find out for themselves.
Congressman Jim Jordan, Republican of Ohio. This is November 16th, 2020. Yeah, the legal battles continue. And yes, he's correct. The Dems just want to say, it's over, you lost, move on, let's forget it, take the next bus out of town. Not exactly just yet. I want to make sure you understand where I stand on this. Everything indicates, as we see it now, and Joe Biden and Kamala Harris will be the next president and vice president. But, until all the votes are certified and the Electoral College signs off on them and the actual inauguration, neither holds either of those positions. You're hearing a lot of noise behind the scenes that the Trump team is trying to cause trouble for a transition effort. I don't know how much is talk, how much is fact. I'm still trying to investigate and weed my way through it because there are a lot of rabbit holes you can go down in a hurry. But know this, there are still legitimate legal challenges in play. Questions about how ballots were counted, were illegal ballots included, were legal ballots for Trump thrown out, were there other improprieties and problems going on. I'm not talking about one or two incidents. I'm talking about somebody that moved simply from California and Nevada or had voted in both places. That's one vote, two, if you count both states. But if one did it, I imagine how many others might have done it. We're already watching how they are gearing up for the Georgia Senate race. This is going to be the next key battleground. Both Republican senators in Georgia up for re-election at the same time. And I'm going to remind you again how important this Georgia election is. If Trump is no longer going to be president, if Biden and Harris are going to take over, you need to have some way to hold them accountable and not let them run roughshod over this country, pushing every green ideological basis nonsense they can shove down your throat. You need a Senate they can hold the line. And right now, Republicans have 50 votes in the U.S. Senate. Democrats have 48. These two seats up for grabs, if just one of them goes to the Republicans, then they will have a majority, 51 to 49. If both go to the Republicans, then they've got a better count, 52 to 48. But if the Democrats win both of those seats, it's a deadlocked Senate 50-50. And that means, my friend, that Kamala Harris would be the deciding vote if there's a tie in the Senate. Unless Joe's out of the way by then and she's into the Oval Office and, a whole new game starts. We got a lot to cover over the next 2 hours. We're going to look at that. We're going to look at the battle over the COVID, the vaccine. The president saying, we got it ready. We want to ship it out. We'll get it to everybody as soon as we can. But New York State, I'm afraid I can't send it to you because your governor doesn't want it. And Governor Cuomo said, no, that's not right. We want it. We just don't want, they don't trust Trump. They don't trust this administration. And Trump says, we're not going to send it to a state if they're not going to disperse it to their citizens. And then we're going to look at the danger to citizens increasing on a daily basis. Because this defund the police movement is not over. In fact, it continues to grow and escalate. And with the left winning, if they do the White House, it will escalate. Now, you think you're in danger now? You just wait, my friend. We do have a lot to cover over the next 2 hours. I hope you had a good weekend. I spent my time playing in poker tournaments, so I don't know what you do with yours, but I'm ready to go again. Are you ready? I am definitely ready. Let your family and friends know we're on the air. I appreciate you sharing it to your social media contacts because you're helping build this program by leaps and bounds. Get ready. Lock and load. Ready. On the right.
You can email Larry at LarryConnorsUSA@gmail.com. LarryConnorsUSA@gmail.com.
We are slowly returning to normal as we knew life before COVID. Still, you need to be cautious. Make sure your business, school, place of worship are safe. Now, that's where Wellington Environmental can help. You can schedule professional fogging or deep cleaning with just a phone call. I'll give you a number. But first, you should know Wellington Environmental now offers fogging equipment you can use. These individual units are in high demand. Wellington has them available for now. They cost about $500, but my listeners get a big price break, a $100 discount. Save $100 just by saying you heard about it on Larry Connors USA. For more information on getting your personal fogging device or to schedule professional fogging, 314-644-4930. 314-644-4930. Be well with Wellington Environmental.
I want to thank my friends at John Bill Roofing for sponsoring this segment of Larry Connors USA. John Bill Roofing, covering homes, businesses throughout the Midwest with the best quality, lowest price. John Bill Roofing. Call 1-800-NEW-ROOF. 1-800-NEW-ROOF.
This is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.
Thanks to President Trump's Operation Warp Speed, that choice is coming very soon. You know, this is really a historic day. This is the vaccine that President Trump partnered with Moderna on January 13th at our NIH labs. And now over 90% effective vaccine in one of the largest clinical trials ever. So now we have Pfizer, we have Moderna, and thanks to President Trump's vision, we've been making both of those and four other vaccines at commercial scale production. So we believe we'll have enough for 20 million Americans to get vaccinated in December.
That is Health and Human Services Secretary Alex Azar making it clear over the weekend that thanks to President Trump, we do have progress on a vaccine. And we're going to start making it available by December. And as he pointed out, back in January, President Trump assembled the various pharmaceutical makers and said, what do we do to move warp speed to get a vaccine to the public? Normally, getting any kind of drug approved could take 8 to 10 years. Even if you fast-track it, you're looking at maybe at best 3 years normally. And now we're ready to move forward with the vaccine just as soon as we go through some final points and checks and so forth, which is perfect. And we're getting ready to go into the so-called normal flu season anyway. We have all the holidays coming up. We've got numerous governors around various states telling everybody, stay home. No holiday gatherings. Can't have Thanksgiving. If you have Thanksgiving dinner at your house, don't invite anyone else over. It's just you and the kid and the dog and the cat. Maybe. I don't really think many Americans are going to change their entire ritual for Thanksgiving on directions of these governors. Now, will they take extra precautions? I imagine so, but I just can't imagine them sitting around with their mask on, taking it off, only take a bite or take a sip and then put them back on. Can you? I hear some out there saying, I will. I think that's the right thing to do. Well, okay. If you think it's right for you and your family, do it. I'm not going to tell you to do anything you think is wrong for your family. But what we had from the beginning, as this president tried to move forward and do what he could, we've had the left suddenly decide we're gonna attack him on all levels. And I remind you again, the attacks began because after he started shutting down flights from China, especially those going direct to New York, you had them calling out he's xenophobic, he's afraid of Chinese, I mean, he doesn't like yellow people, so forth and so on. And what's been their latest cry against him on those flights? He didn't stop them soon enough. And when it came to you had no plan, you got nothing going on, every governor that requested help from the White House, got, in particular New York State Governor Cuomo, we sent one of our mercy ships to be docked in their harbor to serve as additional resources if needed, and it really wasn't. We helped set up a facility in Central Park to take care of others, and it was barely used, if at all. In California, for that Democrat governor, we put another hospital ship ready for them. Did we have full control of our PPEs, all of our personal protection equipment? No, we didn't, because over the years, long before this president came in, a lot of that had been farmed out, and we were basically hostage to producers in foreign countries such as China. And, of course, we all know that if Biden becomes president, he has a soft spot in his heart for China, and his son certainly has a bigger wallet, and it might get even bigger. We'll get into that another day. Let's try to just focus right now on this vaccine. Again, to the words of President Trump as he announced it the other day.
Right away, millions of doses will soon be going out the door. They're all ready, waiting for that final approval. As soon as April, the vaccine will be available to the entire general population, with the exception of places like New York State, where, for political reasons, the governor decided to say, and, you know, I don't think it's good politically. I think it's very bad from a health standpoint. But he wants to take his time on the vaccine. He doesn't trust where the vaccine's coming from. These are coming from the greatest companies anywhere in the world, greatest labs in the world. But he doesn't trust the fact that it's this White House, this administration. So we won't be delivering it to New York until we have authorization to do so. And that pains me to say that.
We will not be delivering vaccine to New York State. Now, imagine if you're a New York State resident and you're listening to the president say that over the weekend. We got a vaccine. We're ready to start dispersing it. We're going to do it as quickly as possible. We hope to have some spread across the nation by December, maybe the end of this month, maybe early December, mid-December, something like that. But you in New York State, sucks to be you. You got a governor that doesn't want it, doesn't trust it. That's exactly what Cuomo has said in the past. And, of course, he now tries to cite various polls that show something like 50% of Americans are worried about the efficiency, I should say, the efficacy of a COVID-19 vaccine if it's rushed. But it's not just because of the timetable. Is because it's under the Trump administration. I will guarantee you this. You could lay money on this and multiply your wealth numerous times over. If Biden were in this situation right now and he came out and said, we've had this warp speed program, we've got it, we're ready to send it out. Do you believe that Cuomo and some of the other governors, mostly Democrat, would say, we're not going to give it to our people until we do additional testing? Do they do that with any other drugs? I have to ask you, do you think New York State tests any other drugs approved by the FDA? Approved by the FDA. regardless of which administration that drug might have been created, manufactured, and made possible. And we're told the Biden always said, I got a better way. And then Obama had said the other day, we left all kinds of plans to handle a pandemic, and they threw them out, didn't deal with them. Really? Why don't you give us some specifics? Have they ever given any specific that has not been addressed so far? Even one? Give me one. Oh, well, isn't the weather's pretty nice today, don't you think? Nice weather. I enjoy it. Oh, it changed the subject on me. Yes, because that's what they will do. And Cuomo, in response, as appearing on MSNBC, which is good to carry, is always glad to carry the water for him, quickly rushed forward to say, Governor, what do you think? What do you think of the president? He just said, it ain't going to be sent to New York State because of you and your remarks. And, of course, keep in mind, Cuomo is accusing Trump and the Trump administration of politicizing this. New York is one of a handful of states to suddenly create panels to review the FDA protocol as vaccines are made public. And again, it's only because Trump is the president. All right, let me step aside and let you hear from New York Governor Cuomo.
He doesn't like that I criticize him. He doesn't like that I stand up to him. He's a typical bully. And it bothers him. New York and six other states have put together an independent review panel to build that trust. So when the FDA says, here's our process, we have an independent panel with a Nobel laureate that can say it was a fair process. Because if people don't trust the vaccine, they're not going to take the vaccine.
Did you hear the beginning of that bite? I'm going to ask Quentin to replay just a hair of it again, because the issue is COVID and getting vaccine to your citizens. And not politicizing it. And Trump said the other day, we have it, we'll send it in, but we can't send it if you're not going to use it, because we could use it elsewhere in the nation. But where does Cuomo suddenly jump in? He wants to play politics and pull out the political sword and start dashing back and forth, not addressing the issue at all. He wants to make it political while claiming Trump's made it political. Just listen to the beginning.
He doesn't like that I criticize him. He doesn't like that I stand up to him.
He doesn't like that I criticize him. I stand up to him. He's a bully. And no reference to the question. But it's another chance for him to fire away at Trump. And then when he was appearing with CNN's Wolf Blitzer, he said, who's going to put a needle in their arm if you don't trust the approval process of the vaccine? Well, you know, even when numerous vaccines have been issued and provided over the decades for various issues, many Americans didn't want them. They didn't trust them. They didn't trust them with their kids. They wanted to see. I mean, it's understandable. But this has all been because Trump is in the White House. So New York Governor Cuomo, along with governors in California, Nevada, Oregon, Washington, I believe Connecticut, they're all saying, no. We're gonna have our own panels in our states to review the FDA protocol as the vaccines are made public. In other words, see, again, Cuomo is telling his people, I'm not going to do anything to help you. I know, I hear talk there's a vaccine, and yeah, I see it's going on in different places, but I don't know. I mean, really, it's coming out of the Trump White House. And when Trump made his remarks the other day that we can't send it, and it won't be delivered to New York right away, the response from Cuomo, his answer was, none of what Trump said is true. Surprise, surprise. Let me tell you this. Cuomo has said exactly what Trump quoted him as saying. I just told you how Trump is now, I mean, Cuomo set up these special panels, and they don't trust it because it's coming from the White House. That's exactly what Trump said. And Cuomo says, well, no, that's none of what he said is true. Do they really expect us to believe he can turn and talk one direction in one way and turn back and say something else 180 degrees and we don't make the connection? Once again, Trump, on what we can do, what we want to do, but we can't when it involves New York State.
So the governor, Governor Cuomo, will have to let us know when he's ready for it. Otherwise, we can't be delivering it to a state that won't be giving it to its people immediately. And I know the people of New York very well. I know they want it. So the governor will let us know when he's ready. He's had some very bad editorials recently about this statement and what's happened with respect to nursing homes and his handling of nursing homes. And I hope he doesn't handle this as badly as he's handled the nursing homes. But we're ready to provide it as soon as they let us know that they'll actually use it.
That's pretty clear and direct. And there's not a thing Trump said that is wrong. Not one thing. And yes, he did bring up that subject that Cuomo does not want you to remember. He certainly doesn't want it talked about even in his own state. And he does not want to own up to it. And that is what he did by his directive regarding nursing homes and COVID patients. Now, he basically sent some of the elderly to their death in nursing homes and exposed others in nursing homes to illness, if not death. All right, we will go down to that side of the street, give you more on that, because some of those numbers and the total number of those who died in those nursing homes, kind of hard to get those numbers. Wonder why. And, of course, why we are seeing more COVID cases. There's more testing. We'll begin with President Trump on that issue when we continue.
You can connect with Larry on Twitter at Larry Connors USA.
This is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.
Case levels are high, but a lot of the case levels are high because of the fact that we have the best testing program anywhere in the world. We've developed the most and the best tests, and we test far more than any other country. So it shows, obviously, more cases. By vaccinating the elderly and the high risk, we will effectively end this phase of the pandemic and allow seniors to reclaim their golden years, the golden years of their lives, which is so incredible.
That is President Trump again speaking about why we are seeing such an increase in cases. We passed the 10 million mark last week. It's going to continue going up, the death count. And again, this is nothing to simply throw away. It's a number, it's statistic, but behind each number is a life and numerous lives attached to it. 240,000 plus, I think, at this point. Maybe 260. I haven't checked the latest. But we are finding more examples of COVID exposure, so forth, because we're doing more testing. But then again, the testing itself, are the tests really that effective? Are we getting real answers? Elon Musk, of course, who founded Tesla, put out a statement the other day on one day. In one period of time, he had four different COVID tests, all the same type, administered by the same people, and then the results were given to him. On two of the tests, he came back positive. On two of the tests, he came back negative. The same guy, within a matter of moments, going through four different tests, and that's the result. So, yeah, we have every reason to question how many cases are truly existing. And yet I can expect that some have gone up on positive cases, but it's also partly due to testing. Again, assuming the testing's right. And, of course, when it comes to the death attributed to COVID, we've gone through this before. If you're elderly and you're suffering pneumonia or something like that and you die, they're probably going to jump in right away, stab it, COVID, move on. It may or may not be. You might have died with COVID, but not of COVID. We have a lot more to examine on that point. And here we are going into the holidays. What are you doing about your family? What kind of precautions are you taking that you wouldn't previously? What changes have you made in travel plans or inviting folks over? And I mean, in other words, are you still going to be shut down through the holidays? And if you think that's the best way for you and your family, then you should do it. I don't expect most Americans are going to do that. Now, they will maybe limit the gatherings. Maybe they won't do as much as they want. And we certainly know in some cases, restaurants won't be able to be open. Now, they can give you takeout. So more jobs will be lost. So a lot of folks will not have anything to be thankful for this Thanksgiving. But I want to go back to something I mentioned a moment ago. What about all these cases that died in nursing homes in New York State? I want to get into that in more detail in the next segment. Because you still don't have the real answer. And I feel for the folks who lost their loved ones in New York State. They don't have the real answer either. But we're also going to begin with a softball question from Minnesota, B.C., setting up for Chicago Mayor Lori Lightfoot. What can we get from you to make Trump look bad and make people fear any vaccine or anything Trump does? Please stand by.
You can hear podcasts of this program at Larry Connors USA Facebook. Larry Connors USA Facebook. Larry Connors USA.
As the mayor of a major American city, as the mayor of Chicago, do you feel abandoned by the federal government as a result of its inaction, as a result of there not being a national plan to get a handle on the coronavirus pandemic?
And there you have it, my friend. Another perfect example of the unbiased media asking a question of the Chicago mayor, but at the same time embedding it with because there's not a federal plan and you have inaction from the White House and things of this nature. I want to hear that one clip, that short clip, one more time, Quentin, because with that in mind, as you listen to this question, you tell me if this is a question or a monologue, and here's Johnny. Just go ahead and listen.
As the mayor of a major American city, as the mayor of Chicago, do you feel abandoned by the federal government as a result of its inaction, as a result of there not being a national plan to get a handle on the coronavirus pandemic?
Wow, that's a perfect question from Chicago Mayor Lori Lightfoot or any other liberal progressive they want to ask such a question. I gave you the ammunition. I gave you the gun. It's in your hands, and now you can take full charge and deal with it. I wanted to go back over that even a second time because maybe I know I'm preaching to the choir for the most part, but I think a lot of folks are still joining this program on a daily basis, and they're not sure where things stand, where to go, and what they're hearing. I just want you to be honest, just honest with yourself. And I'm speaking with someone who's 50-plus years in electronic journalism, radio and TV. Oh, I know how to ask questions. I know how to get the answers I want. But I also know when you begin to set up a question with this and that and regardless, and you, I mean, you're not asking a question. You're helping advance an agenda for the person that's supposed to be answering the question. You might as well just say, let me ask the question to myself, and I can go ahead and answer it. Or tell me what you'd like me to ask. And in fact, sometimes that does happen. Believe me. There have been times in the past when I had what was going to be a contentious interview with someone. They said, well, we want to see the questions, and we're not going to do the interview. I said, we won't give you the exact questions. We'll give you the general idea of what's going to be in, but I'm not going to give you specific questions that would ruin the integrity. That's a big word for some modern-day journalist. It would ruin the integrity of the interview. And if they insist, we don't see the questions and you stick to that script, then we answer no questions. I said, all right, we'll do that, but we're going to make that part of the story as well. What? I said, we're going to tell the audience exactly what happened, that you agreed to answer these questions only, you had to see them in writing in advance, and you probably killed some in the process, and you'll only answer these. And only then were you even willing to sit down with us. Now, how do you think that makes you look? They often would just say, we're not doing any interview. Okay, fine. But now you have the full setup. So let's go once again to this MSNBC anchor talking to Chicago Mayor Lori Lightfoot. He is not asking a question. He's setting up her agenda for her, and she jumps on it.
As the mayor of a major American city, as the mayor of Chicago, do you feel abandoned by the federal government as a result of its inaction, as a result of there not being a national plan to get a handle on the coronavirus pandemic?
Well, from the earliest days of this pandemic, I knew that the federal government was just not going to be helpful. The CDC has been helpful, but the White House, HHS, DHS, they have not ever had a plan, and I knew that we were on our own. I knew that from the earliest days when they were diverting flights from China to airports across the country, Chicago being one of them. But what's worse and what makes, I think, life on the ground in cities and states much more challenging is to have a president who has done everything he can to minimize the impact and the seriousness of this virus.
And she went on to say, just look at mask wearing. He's politicizing the one tool we know outside of virus that works. So let me get this straight. Mask wearing. The president said, I don't need to wear a mask all the time. I've got people around me. And if you're in certain situations, you should. And I do in certain situations. And you do know, I assume you know. If not, let me restate it for you right now. That even with these vaccines coming out, you know what the latest word is from Dr. Anthony Fauci, National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Disease Director. The left always loves quoting him when it's anything that might be damning to this president. So he appeared on CNN's State of the Union, and he was asked by Jake Tapper, listen, once somebody's been immunized, and once the process is complete, does that mean they can take off their masks, don't have social distance, and go about their lives as before? Dr. Fauci, I would recommend that's not the case. He said for the general population, vaccine might be 90-95% effective. So when I get vaccinated, which I hope to when it comes my turn, I'm not going to abandon completely public health measures. In other words, he wants you to continue wearing the mask. I'm speaking like this, I'm trying to, like you always trying to order something that's a fast food restaurant. You want fries with it? No, I don't want any fries. Do you want fries? I don't want any. Yeah, that's how we're going to talk to each other from here on out. And I have to ask, am I the only one that when someone's talking to me through a mask like that, I'm stupid. I'm going to admit, so maybe you don't want to admit you're stupid. They try to repeat several times, and I end up unhooking one of my ears from the mask as if that would help me hear better. Am I the only one that does that? No, I go ahead and laugh at me. I don't care. But again, here's Lightfoot. The whole idea is to blame Trump. Let's hear it again. This point.
Just mask wearing alone, politicizing something that we know is one of the few tools that we have outside of a virus that works, and having to fight against that level of ignorance that's being spewed by him, the vice president, people in the inner circle at the White House, even as they are getting sick with the virus, it's mind-blowing, but it has done real damage here and across the country, and the mayors and the governors are now having to clean up the mess and to try to get people into compliance and convince them that what we are doing is really trying to save lives.
Oh, yeah, like you and Governor Cuomo, like Trump did everything wrong, and now we're having to clean up the mess. New York State has still not released data regarding the total number of those at nursing homes in that state who died from coronavirus. This is weeks after the U.S. Department of Justice said, we'd like to see the morbidity rate. Governor Andrew Cuomo, of course, in his March order that required infected patients return to their nursing facilities after being treated to hospitals, still not really releasing stats like that, nor those who were found to have COVID in the nursing homes and were sent to the hospitals and they died there. Our nursing homes say didn't happen on our property, so it happened at the hospital. The DOJ sent a letter to the New York Department of Health requesting that data within 14 days. That went out weeks ago, specifically August, and did it again in October. And of course, Cuomo continues to deny any responsibility for the nursing home deaths. So far, the state's only saying, well, 6,500 of the 33,000 total occurred in nursing homes. But we still don't know if that's a fact because they won't give the number. Why would they not give the numbers? You know and I know. And so when Trump says New York State doesn't want the vaccine, it's clear to understand. It's clear.
Right away, millions of doses will soon be going out the door. They're already waiting for that final approval. As soon as April, the vaccine will be available to the entire general population, with the exception of places like New York State, where, for political reasons, the governor decided to say, and, you know, I don't think it's good politically. I think it's very bad from a health standpoint, but he wants to take his time on the vaccine. He doesn't trust where the vaccine's coming from. These are coming from the greatest companies anywhere in the world, greatest labs in the world. But he doesn't trust the fact that it's this White House, this administration. So we won't be delivering it to New York until we have authorization to do so. And that pains me to say that.
In other words, I'm sorry, New Yorkers, but I can't send it in there if it's not going to be used. And Cuomo, when he was hit with that remark over the weekend, like on CNN, said, well, it's surprise, surprise that President lying again told every all thing wrong. He didn't say anything wrong. Not one thing wrong in that remark. And there's a second experimental COVID-19 vaccine, this one from Moderna, that I'm looking at some numbers that just got released today. And this vaccine, let me make sure this is not a repeat of something else. It looks like it's exactly off of today that this one is 94.5% effective. Pfizer, of course, announced it's looked 90% effective. So both of them have a vaccine. And the virus cases topped 11 million over the U.S. over the weekend. And we got governors and mayors increasing restrictions on you and your family for Thanksgiving. And closing down businesses left and right. And they ain't going to take no stinking vaccine from the Trump administration. You know what's also you have to worry about with the Biden-Harris coming in? People rushing out of some of these blue cities. Stand by.
Seeing people leave New York City in droves. And yes, you can take what Catherine Wild is saying as part of the reason, but there are other things as well. This is a security issue.
That's Maria Bartiromo from Fox News, Business News, talking about how folks are rushing out of New York City. An exodus of 300,000 to 500,000 because of COVID restrictions, fear of COVID, but it's also a security issue. Unfortunately, for many of them, they're rushing back into other blue states and blue cities where they're going to find the same escalation of violence. The numbers are staggering, and they're not going to get any better as we have the leftist progressive approach to defund police. I'm going to spend more time on that in the next hour. So if we have a President Biden who's talked about how he will help the economy, we'll get everything going again. Remember, he had said recently, our nation is in a dark place. So we're going to deal with the exploding pandemic. I've got some plans and some ideas. He doesn't have one idea that has not already been floated, used, and or is in play right now. Not one. But as we come out of the COVID concern, the economy will pick up. You mark my words. Mark it down today. It was November 16th, 2020. At 1:55 Central Time, Larry said, Biden will take claim for reversing the economy. He did an interview with some labor and business leaders the other day. And he told them, he said, because it's done virtual, of course, he said, I don't want to be falsely optimistic, but I think we can do this. We're turning a dark corner right now. And I vow to spend trillions of dollars to reinvigorate U.S. manufacturing and combat climate change. And there you have it right there. NPR radio host Scott Simon spoke to a former Obama administration EPA administrator, Gina McCarthy, asking, what do you think Biden will do regarding the so-called climate change? And the answer was, I think he's already made clear, we're going to reenter the Paris Accord right away. And we're going to have opportunity to establish standards like standards for power plant emissions. He wants clean energy in this country by 2035. That means get moving. Which means, of course, my friend, he wants to get rid of fossil fuels and everything by 2035. Unrealistic, but trying to get there is going to harm the economy and hurt tremendously. The jobs tied to that. And quite honestly, if Biden's not going to do it as fast as the progressives want, Joe, hope you don't fall down the stairs and you're incapable of continuing. Not dead, but just incapable. The New York Post confirming over the weekend what had been repeated previously by Breitbart News and others, that the Biden Cancer Initiative, which was founded by Joe Biden, had spent millions on staff salaries but did little about cancer research. The cancer charity that Joe Biden started apparently gave out no money to research, according to federal filings, most of the contributions on staff salaries. Remember, he headed up the Cancer Moonshot Task Force when he was vice president after his son, Bo, died of a brain tumor in 2015. That's a loss I wouldn't want to wish on anyone. So he was going to come up with this Biden Cancer Initiative to continue such efforts for urgent solutions to treating cancer. Well, that's all great. But the Washington Free Beacon, Breitbart News, a Post, all reporting the Biden Cancer Initiative directed 65% of its total expenditures to staff compensation between 2017 and 2018, raising almost $5 million during those 2 years, spending more than $3 million of it on salaries and benefits for employees. That's well above what the National Charity Watchdogs recommend, that no more than 95% go for overhead and so forth. But, of course, keep in mind, the Biden machine was getting something out. And how dare he? I mean, and suck people into this who are also suffering for cancer and feeling for the loss for him to lose a son. I mean, we all sympathize with that. This is the man who says, I will take care of America. I will make things better. I'll take you out of this dark winter. We're going to improve the economy. We're going to help you and your family. Yeah, it's the same guy. Next hour, you don't want to miss it. We're going to talk about First of all, how the left simply wants us to forget about the election. It's over. Move on. But why are they rushing to have it done like that? And then we're going to hear more about this crime problem, not only for New York City, but across the nation. Because if progressives are going to be in control, you better best know what's coming. It's in our next hour. Please stick around. Let your friends and family know. We'll be right back.
This is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.
You've been listening to Larry Connors USA. Please listen to previous and future podcasts.